The local Squamish girls U15 fast pitch softball team started their preseason with a Lower Mainland tournament. The Howe Sound Chiefs played at the April 19 to 21 Icebreakers tournament in Port Coquitlam. On Saturday, April 20, the team earned back-to-back wins over the Abbotsford Bombers and Port Coquitlam U15C, according to head coach Mark Smith. Pitcher Zoe Zavalia pitched her first natural strikeout in her first start against another city. Catcher Coral Todd was a stone wall behind the plate, combining for two outs on steals to home plate. Lefty Zeph Haddon crushed a nasty chopper past the second baseman, bringing in two RBIs, wrote Smith in an email to the Squamish chief. Smith said the infield combined for three double plays and also converted the coveted triple play in the third inning of the second game. On Sunday, April 21, Smith said the team struggled against the Abbotsford pitcher. Yet, he said the defense remained stout throughout the game, with pitcher Leah Smith going three up, three down in the first inning with two strikeouts, as well as some other spectacular plays by Lila Dow, Presley Mitchell and Sella Perdue. Unfortunately, in the end, the team dropped the game to Abbotsford. Smith described the second game on the day against the Langley Stellar Jays as a nail-biter, but the team ultimately lost the close match. First baseman Alexis Hutton was an absolute menace, recording five outs at first base and leading the team in runs home. Right fielder Miley Torin stole home in the third inning, sliding just under a throw and scoring, wrote Smith. Smith said the team also earned two double plays during the game, but it wasn't quite enough to overcome Langley. Baseball and softball season in Squamish is gearing up for another great season. Some local information on teams and schedules can be found at howesoundminorball.ca.